Anchorage Nordic skier Keegan Randall is in Norway right now preparing for the first race of the season. But the biggest competition of the winter will be in Vancouver in February. She'll be vying for an Olympic medal in the classic sprint event. And while she gets ready for what may be the biggest race of her career, her family members in Anchorage are making their own preparations. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
In the throngs of people cheering athletes at the Vancouver Games, Keegan Randall's family is sure to stand out. They'll be the ones wearing the bright pink snow pants. Keegan's brother Tanner says his sister was a big tomboy growing up, but she's always loved pink. And that was the only creative spark he needed to come up with the Keegan fan club outfit.
Basic snow pants. Like I said, Keegan's colors are hot pink, so... You know, we've got the black Patagonia jackets with the Keke Animal fan club logo on the back. And we'll all be wearing these. And then, you know, I don't know.
So the whole family will be outfitted?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're working on a flag, a Keke Animal fan club flag that we can wave. And, I mean, you know, if we're going to go all the way to Canada, you know, we're going to look good.
Tanner may not be a world-class skier like his sister, but he is a fashion expert. He just graduated from the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. His degree is in menswear design, but that hasn't stopped him from venturing into the world of outerwear. And he's pretty fearless with a pair of fabric scissors.
Let's see, it's just scraps anyways. But it'll probably make some noise. Some hot pink ripstop nylon, I couldn't believe it. Let's see, get closer. It was Elegant Fabric in New York City, my favorite fabric store. I mean, the fabric stores in New York would just blow your mind. I mean, they're like three stories, and they have everything imaginable. And then I came back here, and thank goodness I got it while I was there, because, you know, you go into Joann's, and if you're doing fleece, you are set. They have every color and design in fleece, but... The selection's a little bit more limited here.
This isn't Tanner's first fashion project outside of school. He started a knitwear company in 2005, Nanook of Alaska, to raise money for his education. He knits his unique hats, scarves, and mittens with bright colors and rich textures. He says it's an attempt to challenge the typical Alaska style, or lack of it.
That was certainly an inspiration for me. You know, I thought, you know, Alaska is this majestic, amazing, beautiful place, and yet these people walk around in Carhartts and flannel shirts, and, you know, they kind of are wrecking the whole mood of it, you know.
Tanner put the company on hold, or in hibernation, as he puts it, while he was in school. He's planning to revive it next year. But for now, he's focused on getting ready for Keegan's shot at the Olympic podium. Tanner didn't see her race in Torino in 2006, but this year, he says he wouldn't miss it.
How many people have a sibling who goes to the Olympics? I mean, I get so excited about her successes and, also because she's just an awesome person. You know, she was the best older sister. Still is.
Tanner says Keegan used to wake him up at 6 a.m. in the middle of the winter when it was minus 10 out because she was looking for a training partner. At the time, he may have grumbled about it, but looking back, he says it was all worth it. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.